From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is day 38 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. Today is day 38 of the Red Letter Challenge, and I'm standing here in the doorway out to the parking lot where we've grown accustomed to having the rooster, who our preschool is named Jake, roaming the parking lot. Of course, as we're recording this morning, he is nowhere to be found, but Jake is roaming the parking lot. Don't you worry. Our red letters this morning read, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." I have to admit, I haven't tried to preach the gospel to Jake, but this is an intimidating command for many of us from Jesus. Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Most of us don't feel equipped to go out and preach. What would we say? Do we know enough? Can we answer all the questions? I got news for you. You know, I attended seminary. I studied for 3 years in class and 1 year on an internship. And even the idea of filming 40 of these daily devotions was a bit intimidating. It seems as though I should have plenty to say to share the good news of God's love with you each and every day in a very entertaining way. And at first, I wasn't sure that I did. But it turns out, through day 38, I've had plenty to share. I've never been at a loss for words. Andrea keeps telling me how much longer I'm saying each and every day of each and every week, and those first few recordings were pretty brief, and somehow I've come up with more things to say that I'm sure you're hanging on every word. The scripture reading today comes from Ezekiel, and Ezekiel going in and being encouraged to preach to a valley of dry bones. And, you know, that's an audience that I think would be tough to preach to. It'd be tough to get a reaction out of them, but the prophet is told to go and preach to them that they might come and have new life, a place where only death existed, that the good news of God's love might bring new life into a place like that. Going and preaching and proclaiming the good news of the gospel to all creatures sounds intimidating, and I think it is. But with God's help and with a little bit of faith and stepping out in faith, I encourage you to try it, and you might be surprised by the results. And it really will be God at work through you to those whom you have been called to share the good news. We've got two more days on this challenge. We are nearing the finish line. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.